All right, everybody. What I want to talk to you about today is confirming the suspicions of your prospect. This is Matt Golobly with SRP Medical Marketing. And of course, the phone's got to ring as soon as I get started. But anyway, what I want to talk to you today about is that exactly that, and that is confirming the suspicions of your prospect. Now, at the time of this video being recorded, we are a week away from the election, and quite frankly, there is no better time than to talk about this topic and subject than right now. So let me tell a quick little story here. So this weekend, it was a rain weekend here in Charlotte. And what I did was I basically took some time on Sunday and watched a couple of documentaries. They probably really should never be called documentaries because they're very, very slanted. But anyway, I watched two of them. And I watched one from one side of the aisle, and I watched one from the other side of the aisle. And the interesting thing about this is that in both cases, the directors and the producers and the writers of those documentaries did an excellent job of confirming the suspicions of the viewers. Now, one in particular, well, I won't tell you the movies because I don't want to really kind of I don't want people to all of a sudden have like that I'm this sense that I'm this type of person or I vote this way. That's not why I'm here. But what I want you to understand is the power of confirming the suspicions of your prospects. So I want you to think about this. Have you ever walked into a house or walked into a bar or walked into a restaurant or walked into a group of friends and they're screaming at the TV and they go, "I knew it. I knew that was the case. I knew that was the reason." And they're either Fox News or CNN or one of the news outlets or Facebook or Twitter or whatever is confirming a suspicion of theirs. Well, that's what this is, and you want to do the exact same thing with your prospect when it comes to your cash-based medical practice. So let me give you an example. A lot of people in America today have a suspicion, a pretty strong inkling, that the insurance providers and the hospital groups and big pharma are not really interested in their health and well-being. What their suspicion is that they have this pretty deep suspicion that they're actually interested in trying to keep you alive as long as possible. For as long as possible, in order to suck as much money out of your insurance plan as possible. That is a widely held suspicion. So, your job is to actually confirm those suspicions with not just saying, "I agree with you," but actually showing some kind of data or facts. Okay? This was used widely by a number of my clients when it came to the whole mask issue with regards to COVID. A number of them, depending on their position and what they did, was they took a position about the masks. Mask, no mask, whatever, wherever you are on it, that's not the point of this, is what they did was they confirmed to their base the suspicions of what their base was already thinking. Now, there's a lot of ways you can use this, right? You can use this in a bad way, right? You can use this for bad, or you can use this for good. So let me show you how you can use this for good. One specifically has to do with, say, hormone replacement therapy. Now, there's a lot of people out there that'll tell you that hormone replacement therapy is bad for you, that you're going to wind up like Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens or, Hulk Hogan or something like that, and that, you're going to lose your hair and all of this. And there's a lot of people out there that say, "Hey, hormone replacement therapy is key to the longevity of life. It helps reduce your risk for diabetes, for heart attack, for high blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." So what you want to do is you want to create marketing that confirms their suspicions. So, for example, let's just say that they are hearing this data that, HRT is actually bad for you. Well, you confirm the suspicions of saying, well, the reason why they're telling you that HRT is bad for you is because trial lawyers or insurance providers don't want you to get on it because you're actually going to be healthier and not need anything from them. So you use this, you find all this data out there, you find all these situations. The key is to understand what are the suspicions of your prospect. And then what you want to do is you want to confirm their suspicions that Big Pharma is lying to them. The hospital groups are lying to them. The insurance providers are lying to them. The lawyers are lying to them. The politicians are lying to them, and that you are their beacon of hope and truth. All right, so that's it for today. I do want to let you know that I'm going to be hosting a webinar on Thursday, this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. The link is below in the post. I'd like you to join me. I'm going to share with you our 14-day cash machine. Love to have you join us. Learn how we can help you grow your practice very quickly. And we'll do it in under 45 minutes. So take advantage of that. And remember, folks, confirm their suspicions. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.